Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Freedom Friday. And what's been on my mind this week is basically, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, right? What is the state of black love today, right? The internet right now is a funny place, man. It's always a funny place. The internet is undefeated. But what I'm seeing right now is that there's such a difference in a definition of what is black love today, right? And black love today is basically, it's shambles, right? It's so like, man, I just feel like the way we as black people treat each other is so far and few between that it's getting further and further as far as distance, right? And it's crazy and it's sad because I'm seeing a lot of our black men today. They're going to other races, right? As you can see, Jalen Green is dating an older woman, almost 20 years older than he is, right? And I just want to speak on black love, what it is today. Why is there such a misconception? Why is there so lack of focus with our black women today, our black men today, right? What's going on in the black love dating space? A lot of our black men, like I said, are dating other races, right? And let's talk about that. Why? Why? Is it a black woman's attitude? Is it the expectations of what black women expect from black men? Right? Is it the experience a black woman had prior to dating you? And it's carried over. They carry over that baggage. And I'm trying to understand. I feel like this is a problem. And the solution to some black men are that they're going over to other races. Passport bros, they're going to get international women. The quote unquote uncooperativeness of black women, their attitude, right? Why are black women demanding that black men or men in general need to make $200,000 a year to take care of them? You really think that a man is going to see that and know that's your expectation and respect you and love you the way you would like to be loved? That's not how it works. That's not how it works, right? Love is supposed to be organically, naturally, how you treat someone. But if you put expectations and barriers and unrealistic barriers and unrealistic expectations, that ain't love. That's basically saying, hey, I dealt with someone less than you, so now you gotta pay the price for, I want more. You need to do this, you need to do that. And these are uncooperative women, quote unquote, right? Why? Because of what you're seeing on TV shows, what you're seeing on social media, what you're seeing on the internet, what you're seeing in movies. Black people in general, we are losing focus. Right? In the pursuit of what? Independence? In the pursuit of selfishness? Right? Do you understand how there's a different culture of white women, Asian women, international women in general, right? You can say like, hey man, they got BBLs, they're the most beautiful woman in the world, but they have been cultured and taught from their mothers and family members and fathers on how to treat a man. Why are black women being taught the same things? Why is we as black people in a different culture? Right? We hate each other. We kill each other. We're killing each other in the streets. Right? We're having sex with each other's woman. Right? We're taking each other's women. Why is that such a thing, man? In our culture. Right? We hate each other so much that we try to get so much out of each other and stab each other in the back. Why is that? And then black women, you get a good man, and you treat them like dirt, crap, right? And you expect him to stay. By the way, demand him on how much money he needs to make, what he should be doing, what type of house he should live in, what type of car you should be driving in that he has to pay for, right? We're losing focus. Black women, you want so much control that you're pushing black men away to other resources, other races, even pushing men to the brink of like suicide, right? Violence, right? There are, and I admit, I'm married to a black woman. There are a lot of good black women out there, but the negativity, the toxicity of black women today is overshadowing good black women. And I say this to you, black women, and all I can do is say this from a perspective of a black man, right? The more and more you continue to want control, the more and more you want to demand men, the more and more you want to continue this reckless, violent attitudes without therapy to continue to push black men away, you are killing it for the other good black women out there. And that's the God honest truth. You are hurting the chances of other good women out there. Right? Because of the way you were treated, the way you were brought up. It's a totally different culture. Black men today are leaving black women to date other races. Why? Because of how black men are being treated. Black women are saying, oh, I'm not going to be the traditional housewife. I'm not going to be the traditional wife. I want to be modern, independent. I don't need a man. But do you not understand those are the ways that you were treated before another not good man treated you? So when you come to a good man in your life, You treat him the complete opposite. You don't give him any respect. You demand expectations. I don't get it. And then you want to get mad at black men because they want to be treated better. Right? It's bad enough that black men out in this world are fighting for, you know, stability in the career space. And then they got to come home and fight with their woman, a black woman, because of you're not providing the things that you want, the unrealistic expectations. So I say this to our black, to our black women, to our black men, to black love, right? Do better, right? This unrealistic expectations are coming from us as a culture, as a community. Black men are leaving black women for other races. Black women are leaving black men for other races. Why? Black women want to be treated with love. Black men want to be treated with love. The problem is, we as black people, we're not treating each other with love. And I say to that, free yourself. Stop watching what other people are watching. Stop watching the one percenters. Stop watching the rich people, because they're in a different class than you are. And you have no idea what they're doing, who they're dating, who they're with. Right? Stop getting angry at the happiness of our black men and black women. For what? Because you don't have it? Free yourself. Right? Stop. So if you're expecting a man to make $200,000, $300,000, what are you going to be doing? Sitting at home, telling him how to spend it with a bad attitude? Do you think he's going to stay with you? Free yourself. You're saying there are no good black men out there, right? But how about you become more of a good black woman? and to our black women out there. If you're with not a good black man, free yourself. I'm tired of the unrealistic expectations. I'm tired of seeing everybody wants what everybody has in this world when you're treating people just as angry and hate as we are in this world. We're the only culture that treat each other like that. And do you know what else happens when we treat it? Who else sees that? Other races see that. And they treat us that way. Free yourself. The state of black love is dying because black women are overshadowing good black women. Black men are treating women the way they're not supposed to be treated, and black women are reacting with attitudes, more money, demanding, unrealistic expectations. Free yourself. All right. I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast. I'm out, y'all.